Welcome to the Trending 55 website. We are right now speaking with Alberta Solicitor General and Justice Minister Doug Schweitzer talking about the carbon tax. And first off, Minister, how are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me on today.
All right. So I guess the first question is that we know you've been spending your time in Alberta's highest court of appeal fighting on the carbon tax issue, but at least about whose jurisdiction it is, whether it's the federal government or the provincial governments. How do you feel that your arguments came across?
You know what? We were quite encouraged by the questions that the judges were asking the Court of Appeal here in Alberta. We'll wait and see what their decision is, but it was an encouraging chance to present Alberta's full case. We've made submissions, in Ontario, and we will be intervening at the Supreme Court of Saskatchewan and Ontario's case. But this is an opportunity for Alberta to get its full case before the court. And we're hopeful that the Alberta Court of Appeal will issue its reasons before the Supreme Court hears Saskatchewan, Ontario's case in late March. And so it's really important for us to get this step done. Our team did an excellent job doing this in a really expedited way. And well, now it's up to the court. We hope that they heard our argument loud and clear that Alberta's been doing this for over a decade. We're the best in the world at what we do. We develop our resources responsibly. And this is Alberta's jurisdiction. It's not federal jurisdiction. Ottawa doesn't know best.
Okay, and also in saying that too, you had mentioned that you're waiting to hear back from the Court of Appeal. When are you hopeful you would receive an official answer on that?
Well, the main goal here, we're hoping that we get it before the Supreme Court hearing. The Supreme Court hearing is in the second half of March, so we're hoping that they issue their reasons from the matter that was heard this week sometime early in the new year.
Okay, Minister. Now, another thing that we know is that you had mentioned Saskatchewan as well, and we know that when it was heard in Saskatchewan, they ruled in the favor of the federal government. Does that make you a little less optimistic or any more optimistic given the situation, or is it a different circumstance?
Well, Ontario and Saskatchewan were split decisions of their courts of appeal. So that also gives rise to, and this is an area where there's not a consensus, at least on those two decisions. So hopefully we can get a favorable decision out of Alberta and then bring forward the best arguments to the Supreme Court. Getting really smart judges, these people are really highly skilled. I'm hoping we can get some excellent reasons out of the judiciary here in Alberta, and that'll help form some of the arguments when we go to the Supreme Court.
Okay, and also I know one thing as well is that, and something that may have gotten lost in the new shuffle, is that the fact that throughout all this, the UCP government came up with its plan, a carbon tax plan of its own. So in your honest opinion, and Ottawa, I believe, signed off on it. So I guess on your personal opinion, why is Ottawa doing this?
Well, there's two parts to it. There's the major emitter piece. That's our TIERS program, the technology innovation that we're doing. And we've had a long history of having a price per ton on major emitters. And Ottawa's recognized that Alberta's plan that we just introduced is in compliance as far as they're concerned. So that's a good step. Where we're at disagreement with the federal government is over their carbon tax at the retail level. So the gas pump, the home heating, the tax on everything, which is, the premier's very quick to point out, it's all economic pain with no environmental gain. That is where our fight is with Ottawa. We think there's better ways to deal with emissions, there's better ways to deal with climate change than that retail carbon tax. And that's what we're fighting with the federal government over. It was bill number one for us in the legislature that we passed in the spring, was to repeal that carbon tax. We've done that. I'm not sure what the prices are up there, but down here in Calgary, the prices are around 90 cents right now, the gas pump. And that's because we don't have a carbon tax.
Yeah, it's about 104 up here, at least as of this moment. So getting a little better. But I guess the final question that I'll have on this particular topic is that, as we did kind of mention, and I guess it's kind of important to point out, is that while some people would say that, people, or I guess I would say some on the left side, would feel that the right is against climate change or not believing it. But I think from what everybody's saying is that definitely that the UCP party really realizes that there is a climate problem and you are doing something to address it.
Well, and the big point here is that this is provincial jurisdiction. The federal government is effectively trying to amend the Constitution to give more power to Ottawa to regulate the provinces. And that's not right. Alberta has a long track record of developing resources responsibly. We're the best in the world at what we do. People come here to learn how to do it right. And that's one of the things that we're fighting for. This is part of the big thing that Peter Lougheed fought for when we brought the Constitution to Canada. This is part of that whole package, is that provinces have to be respected in the ability to develop our resources. We fought for it hard, and we're not going to give up easily on this clause.
Okay, and also as well, I think the interesting thing with that is that at least looking at your comments from earlier in this week, is that even Quebec agrees with the province on this one too. And usually Quebec and Alberta do not see eye to eye on a lot of things, but at least based on your comments here, it looks like that Quebec even says that, wait, no, we agree with Alberta on this.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's really fascinating. I mean, Ottawa has recognized Quebec's program as being in, you know, compliance with it, but even with that, Quebec is saying, we don't really care, federal government, if you think our program complies or not. This is our program, it's our jurisdiction, and they agree with Alberta that this is provincial jurisdiction, and they'll be joining us at the Supreme Court to make that exact argument.
All right, great. I think those are all the questions I have. Anything else you'd like to add on this topic?
No, it's just always good to chat. I mean, there's lots of things on the go these days, lots of different initiatives on the justice front. So, yeah, if your listeners ever have any questions, feel free to send them on. I'll gladly call in.